we've already touched on what he does. When someone comes to you and says, look, look, can you make me a star? I've got this dream. You are my dream maker. Come on, make it happen.
We have about 500 applications a week come through in our emails, and we have to obviously go through every single one. And a lot of them think they're going to become famous. Their parents have told them, you're beautiful, you're going to be a top model, and they send their application in. Reality is they hardly get paid anything. A lot of models, they either get paid in their pictures, so the client gives you the pictures instead of getting money, or you get paid with the clothes that you're actually modelling. So you're not necessarily going to make a lot of money out of it unless you get a massive job.
If you go into it thinking or understanding that this is better than a paper round, it might be better than working outside, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you go in with that mentality, you're not going to get your fingers burnt.
No, definitely not. But you're also going to have to handle a lot of rejection. Part of the industry is being rejected. Every single model, actor gets rejected at every single casting. Even with top models, they get rejected.
A lot of people saying hello to you. You've got this fan base.
I've got a very big fan base on
Twitter. I've lost count. You've got an awful lot of people around the world who want to say hello regularly to you. I mean, you only have to tweet that you're going to go and make some coffee, and someone says, "I love you, Dan. I love the way you make coffee."
Definitely. Yeah.
Are they just creeping because they think you're going to get them a job?
I think so. Yeah, they're just looking for a bit of a mention.
Yeah. When did you actually start? Because you're only
3 years ago now.
So when you were 20, you turned 20, and then that's when it went live.
That's when it went live,
Tell us some of the programs, some of the photo shoots, some of the work that people that are clients of yours have found themselves involved with.
Crikey, we do all sorts of stuff. We do extras for most of the reality programs, so Anyways Essex, Made in Chelsea, we've now got that free, so we'll be doing extras for them. We've also done adverts for Sky Go, which is the new obviously online thing where you can watch Sky as you go. Sky HD, we've got that now. And also photoshoot wise, we've done Vogue, which is a massive thing for us. So we had a photographer who submitted it to Vogue, and that was published.
Wow. When you mentioned Made in Chelsea, when they come to you, when the job application is posted on your site, and it says we're looking for extras for the next series of Made in Chelsea, what are those extras that going to be doing? Are they just going to be walking around?
They'll be walking around, sitting in a caf,
and looking normal.
Looking normal, yeah. So everyone's got to practice there, drinking a cup of tea when they're at home, to make sure they can do it.
What about you? You make all these things happen for other people.
I do, yep.
Have you ever had any aspirations to actually be in front of the camera?
No, I think I'll make more money not being in front of the camera, to be honest.
You mentioned money before. Money's clearly important for you because you're a businessman.
I'm a businessman, yeah, definitely. I'm not going to do anything for free.
I mean, you're in the business of making money.
Yes, definitely.
So what's the future plan then?
Because we're the second largest in the world now for castings. We obviously want to become number one in the world.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to find out more, you just put Daniel Rolfe or Stunt Models into Google and you will soon...